Live from KQED News, I'm Brian Watt. Some 2,000 Kaiser Permanente mental health care clinicians in Northern California and the Central Valley walked off the job this morning. That's after negotiations over staffing levels and appointment wait times came to a standstill over the weekend. KQED's Annalise Finney reports.
Kathy Ray is a social worker for LGBTQ youth and has worked at Kaiser for 30 years. She's a member of the National Union of Healthcare Workers.
If you break an arm, you get into Kaiser immediately and you get follow-up care. If you have a depression or a trauma, you get seen every other month, maybe less frequently than that.
Ray says that without frequent and regular visits, it's hard for mental health care treatment to be effective. A new state law requires providers like Kaiser to give mental health care patients follow-up appointments in 10 days. But right now, the union says there aren't enough clinicians to make that happen. Kaiser says it's hiring, but according to Ray, overwork is causing clinicians to leave Kaiser faster than they can hire replacements.
It's got to be parity for medical health and parity for mental health. As a clinician, I want Kaiser to step up and to deal with the mental health crisis that's happening right now.
The strike has no planned end date and includes approximately 2,000 union members based in Northern California and the Central Valley. I'm Annalise Finney, KQED News.
In a statement, Kaiser says it may need to reschedule some non-urgent appointments this week. The company also says the two key issues at play in labor talks have been wage increases and the union's push to increase the time that therapists spend on administrative tasks. I'm Brian Watt, KQED News.